What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And talking about this immigration situation, Trump has all the authority he needs. It may take a certain amount of physical force to secure that border. And as I said, this is a test for Donald Trump, because if any number of these people get through the border, the Democrats are going to scream what a failure Trump is, and they'll campaign on that. And if Trump turns them back, of course, the Democrats are going to scream that he's cold and heartless and condemning these poor people to a horrible flaming death because of human-caused global warming. The one thing that I hope is not going to happen, I don't want to see anybody get killed. I mean, in general, as a general rule, I don't like seeing people get killed. But if anybody in this migrant horde were to be killed in a confrontation, the liberal left would just explode with this. So it's a tough situation. But, you know, Trump wanted the job. Now he's got it here. Getting on back to the conflict zones here, Saudi Arabia has sent over 10,000 troops against Yemen's Hodeidah port. So they're really escalating and ramping up. And it may be, again, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman knows that other members of the royal family are now after his seat. They're after his job. And he may be rushing to try and get as much done with the war in Yemen as possible before he gets his pink slip. Story that's coming on out from, it's a YouTube video. The catastrophic death toll in the U.S.-Saudi war on Yemen has been grossly downplayed. Well, that's true of any war, especially when they're talking about civilian casualties. They're never going to give you the accurate numbers. They don't want you to think it's all that big a deal. Oh, that's only six civilians. Well, that's not too bad. Anyway. So, again, as that caller mentioned, after 200,000 people have died, the U.S. is finally calling for negotiations. And again, what I think is happening is the United States realizes Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is not going to have his job for much longer. And they're looking at all his potential replacements, and they're not seeing anybody who's willing to continue this war in Yemen, which is very unpopular in Saudi Arabia itself. And so the U.S. is looking for an exit strategy where they can pull on out of this mess and make it look like it was all their idea. I think that's what's going on. Meanwhile, the United Nations is saying that over 7 million Yemeni children are facing serious famine threats. Some of the photos coming out of these poor, emaciated little bodies, it's just heartbreaking. And Facebook got criticized at one point because there was an article from the corporate media that was posted to Facebook with one of these pictures. And Facebook took it down. And then there was a big hue and cry, and Facebook put it back on up. But again, Facebook is trying to filter what people are seeing. And when the U.S. is involved in a war anywhere, they don't want you to see the other side as being human. Have you ever noticed how every time there's a war, there are slang, dehumanizing terms for the enemy? You know, the Krauts, the Japs, the Slants, the Slopes, the Hajis. Part of the psychology of war is to dehumanize the other side, to not let them be seen as ordinary people who want no more out of life than we ourselves do. To be able to care for our families and live our lives and otherwise be left alone. And that's why we're always fed these stories about what horrible people they are. They're just inherently evil. We've got to deal with them. No, they're not. They're just like us. Anyway, Britain is complicit in the Yemen famine, and this Tory ex-cabinet minister warns amid calls to end the arms sales. Now, this is coming from Andrew Mitchell, who was International Development Secretary in David Cameron's government. And he's urging through Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt to reassess the government's stance on the issue. Now, Theresa May is failing to back U.S. calls for Saudi Arabia to stop bombing Yemen. The reason? Because Great Britain's armaments industry is making a lot of money off of these sales. So, no, Great Britain will not stop the arms sales, and they will not support an end of the war. The longer the war goes on, the more money they make. We have another very strange death, in this case, too, connected with Saudi Arabia. The New York Police Department is investigating the deaths of two Saudi sisters after discovering the bodies of both young women washed up on the Hudson River bank last week. Now, this is Tala, 16, and her sister Rotana Faria, 22, were found on the riverbank. And here's where it gets suspicious. They were bound to each other by duct tape, face to face. They've been missing since August. And apparently the girl's mother told the investigators who were looking into the case that the very day before the bodies were discovered, an official of the Embassy of Saudi Arabia contacted her and ordered the family to return to the kingdom because her daughters had sought political asylum in the United States. So, bad optics on that one, especially after Khashoggi. All right, we're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And we're going to take a phone call from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to duct tape two people together and jump off a bridge, isn't it? I mean,
well, they're not saying they fell off a bridge. In fact, they haven't determined the cause of death yet.
Yeah, well, it's pretty close to what happened with Khashoggi. You know, I have to disagree with you. I mean, I know part of you thinks that Mohammed bin Salman didn't have anything to do with it, but part of you thinks he did. I think he did, but you know what, Mike? Doesn't matter if he did or didn't, because the United States will throw him overboard when his usefulness is over. And, you know, we know Saddam Hussein and Gaddafi.
His usefulness is over.
Yeah.
His usefulness is over. He's a toxic brand.
But is he going to go quietly, or is he going to do a scorched earth? Maybe he'll get rid of the petrodollar before he leaves. Yeah, you know? He can do a lot of damage before he leaves, and
he could wind up, you know, assassinated because of that.
Yeah, but you could have a civil war in Saudi Arabia between different factions, like what's going on over here right now, but over there it'd be more violent, obviously, initially, because,
well,
you know,
you've got the Muslim Brotherhood are actively trying to replace the royal family with a more modern government.
What a mess, though, Mike. Like, you know, if you would have told you, I mean, man, how we've slipped. Just the whole world has slipped. But, I mean, but you know, Mike, Theresa May, you know, her military-industrial complex, yeah, it benefits from the wars, but her husband does too, doesn't he?
Yeah,
so they don't care.
No, everybody's making money on the blood and carnage.
Yep. Theresa May, Boris Johnson, Cameron, what was the other one? Tony Blair. They don't care about human beings. They don't care about the people of Britain, just like our leaders don't care about us. Because if they did, they wouldn't have outsourced our jobs. They wouldn't have bailed out the banks and Wall Street and sent you or us, the serfs, the bill. They don't care. Hillary Clinton don't care. None of these people care. If they did, they wouldn't be doing what they're doing. You know, and I have to go up to Donald Trump now because he don't care either, Mike, because he had the opportunity to get rid of freaking Jeff Sessions. He didn't. He had the opportunity to stop these wars. He didn't. He doubled down in Syria. They got military bases there now, which is illegal. He gave money to Saudi. You want to stop the war in Yemen? Stop funding Saudi Arabia. That's it. You know,
yep.
if the British and the French and the United States stops arming Saudi Arabia, they'd run out of ammunition, you know? But we didn't. So Madison, you know, Madison, Trump can do what they say. The only reason they're doing it is because there's a pause going on, because it's dragging on too long. That's it. You know, they don't care about the Yemenis people, Mike. 200,000, 500, a million, you know. Look what Bush did to Iraq, Libya, Syria, Ukraine. You know, I'm Ukrainian. Look what they did to Ukraine, Mike. They just don't care, you know. I mean, I don't know what else to say about the Western governments. They're just, it's just total, the system is just
rotten. It's not just Western governments. You know, I mean, all rulers are rulers because they are basically convinced of their own supremacy, and that the people that they rule are just there to be ruled. It's a common feature throughout all of history. It's usually when you find a ruler who is seen as being a good ruler, it's more a question of him being a careful ruler, that he doesn't want to trigger some kind of a revolution or a civil war. Generally, it's all about the acquisition of wealth and power. It's their dreams of everlasting fame in the history books. It is, in my opinion, a mental illness, and it's very much tangled up with being a money junkie. It's also being a power junkie or a fame junkie, and we need to recognize that these are mental illnesses and stop listening to people who show these symptoms.
Yeah, I mean, we're in a sad state of affairs. I mean, the stock market goes up, goes down. You got, you know, left, right, up, down. They're all fighting each other, and that's going on in Europe. I mean, it's really, you know, I'm not religious, you know, I was born Catholic, but I mean, it's just, I don't believe in, like, you know, there's a plan or anything. It's just human beings have, you know, elite human beings or the small percentage have really mucked up for everybody else in the world, you know, but,
yep.
Mike, you know, like, what do you think is going to happen? Like, I mean, there's still talk of them, like, putting Ukraine into NATO, and I don't care if the U.S. are, I mean, the Javelin missiles, they can give them to Ukrainian military, because, you know, in 2017, 20,000 Ukrainian troops, like, they left. They just said enough of this. And this year was 10,000. And remember when the coup happened, 99% of the Navy went to Russia, and they left Poroshenko with a rubber ducky rowboat there. So
yes.
What do you think is going to happen with if they try to put Ukraine into NATO? Russia's going to have to go into Ukraine and just take the capital. That's what I said. Because
no, that's not what they're going to do. That's not what they said they were going to do. They said they were going to have to fortify their border and build up a defensive zone. We have to be very careful when we're reading what's coming out of Russia. They're not talking about invading Ukraine. They're not talking about taking Kiev. But they are infuriated that once again NATO has gone back on their promise to stick within their post-Soviet Union borders. And it doesn't matter how many of the Ukrainian troops desert their positions or how many of the Navy ships are now in the Russian Navy. Once Ukraine is part of NATO, they'll be pouring in all kinds of new weapons and new ships and new aircraft and Western soldiers to basically bolster it on up.
No, Mike, I'm saying I think they should go. I'm saying I think they should go because you know why? What happens if they put an anti-ballistic missile system in Ukraine?
Well, right, Russia doesn't have to worry about our anti-ballistic missile system because of their newest generation of hypersonic weapons that are maneuverable. All of the anti-ballistic missile system technology developed by the United States is built around a doctrine of a predictable incoming ballistic path. And the Russians have found a way to circumvent that.
What about short and medium range missiles, though? What happens if they put them in Ukraine? Because then it'd be part of Europe if it's in NATO. You know, that's the unknown known unknowns, right? Trump, I mean, you know, I mean, it's scary times, right? I mean, we're going back to where if you put them in Europe, they're going to put them in Cuba again. I mean,
they're
like
talking about that already. They're talking
like
about
Trump
that already. And that's why when Trump reversed the Obama policy of rapprochement with Cuba, I said it's a huge mistake because if we are heading into a conflict with Russia, and even back then they were starting to demonize him, I said we need Cuba to be our friend so that Russia does not have a platform here in our hemisphere with which to set up a missile base. And of course, nobody listens to me. Underneath Trump, we went back to enforcing the blockade against Cuba and treating them like an enemy. And sure enough, Russia is now approaching Cuba about close relations. It is a replay of what happened in the 1950s and 1960s all over again. And you'd think we would like have learned, because we came so close to a real all-out nuclear exchange over the Cuban Missile Crisis. And the Cuban Missile Crisis was triggered by the U.S. placement of intermediate-range nuclear missiles in Europe, in Turkey specifically.
And Mike, you know what's, basically what's coming out now with we're going to go put sanctions on the gold of Venezuela, and like, whose business is it of this country's at all about Venezuela, Cuba? Like, you know what I mean? Like, mind your own business. You know, like, just mind your own business. And if you can't have an economy based on because you don't make anything, that's your fault. You know, that's your government's fault. But don't go around the world doing this crap. Venezuela, we're going to have to, I mean, Trump's throwing out crazy, you know, we're going to invade Venezuela. And I mean, this is crazy. I mean, I'm off the Trump train a while ago, but, you know, I don't know who this guy was bought off by. But, you know, I have to say, Mike, if he ran again, I really have a hard time voting for him. I mean, because he surrounded himself with people that he put in. He put these people in. That's the bottom line.
The only way I'm going to support Trump in 2020 is if Hillary runs again. But I probably won't be as enthusiastic about it as I was last time. From the point of view of the deep state and the administration as well, from where they sit, they don't really have a choice. If they pull back from all of these wars and military adventures, our economy is going to collapse. Because, as you say, we don't manufacture anything other than weapons that anybody wants to buy. And even now they're turning away from American weapons in favor of Russia. But almost half of our economy is currently geared toward the military. And the part of the goal of all of these wars is to bring the world back to Bretton Woods, where they're all going through the U.S. dollar, off of which the U.S. economic system makes a tidy profit. The world is dropping the dollar. It's a very slow process. But from the point of view of the government, they have to continue forward with the war agenda. Because to stop and turn around would collapse the country. That's what they're really thinking. So they may actually wind up destroying this country, or in fact the entire planet, by moving forward. But that's a better alternative than having to stand up there and say, well, we were wrong with these policies of militarism. We were wrong with the policies of GMO. We were wrong with the policies of offshoring our manufacturing to all these other nations. We've just been making mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake. So be sure and vote us back into power in the midterms.
It's already over for this country because of Nixon with the gold, taking us off the gold standard. You had 2008. So, I mean, the writing's on the wall. All right, Mike, have a good show.
Yep. All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to start with Mark in North Carolina. And, Mark, I'm going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, about Ukraine, I watched the Duran a lot of times, and I don't know if you know who they are, the Christopher something, you know, both have Greek names. And Peter LaBelle of Crosstalk comes on it quite a bit also. They were saying that and they're very close to, they follow Russia very closely. They were saying that if Ukraine or the Baltic states start putting NATO missiles, they start putting NATO missiles in any of these countries, Russia will probably attack at that point. And I can understand it very well. My own opinion is they would probably incorporate the eastern part of the Ukraine, which wants to be part of Russia. I don't think they'll go into Kiev, only because I don't think they seem to have learned a lesson not wanting to rule over hostile populations from the Cold War.
Okay, Mark, Mark, got to take a break for commercials. Stay on the line. I'll come right back to you after these words from the sponsors. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Mark in North Carolina. And Mark, I would be very surprised to see Russia make an aggressive move because Putin knows that's exactly what the United States wants. They would just feed the hysteria that much more. The big problem is if Putin comes down, and we already know that the United States is trying to seek a regime change inside Russia, and a hardliner gets into power, yeah, we could be looking at a real war.
Well, that's why I think Putin's going to have to do something. Right? He cannot, you know, just like what would happen if, let's say, instead of these refugees coming in from that, whatever they want to call themselves in Mexico, they Russian soldiers were mounting at a border of Mexico aiming missiles at the U.S., you know it would be happening. Now, I just don't see Putin at that point. I think that would break. That would be the straw that broke the camel's back. He could not let that happen. He couldn't. He was probably. He might even be overthrown by his own government. Just like if this government, if you had Russian or Chinese troops, let's say in Mexico or Canada, aiming missiles at us, you know, no president could get away with not doing anything. Just like. And of course, there's one other thing that he might do, Putin. Instead, again, maybe move missiles back to Cuba again, or maybe even to Venezuela, okay, and say, okay, here, now we got our missiles pointed at you. But he cannot accept, no leader of a superpower is going to accept that kind of stuff. China's not going to accept it either if we put missiles right to right? And, you know, if we do that to them, we cannot accept that. The Ukraine used to be actually part of Russia. Wasn't that just part of the Soviet Union?
Yes.
It was part of Russia for 300 years.
I
just don't see it. It's like Georgia. We're going to put missiles in Georgia or something like that. This is the home of Stalin. It was actually, again, part of Mother Russia for 300 or so years. He can't do that. And one other thing I wanted to tell you, Mike, about earlier in the interview, you were talking about Bill Kristol, that neocon. I don't want to start cursing. So that neocon there, that said about, you know, white men shouldn't be able to vote and this and that. Him and some other guy. I'm very sensitive to this kind of stuff because I see a civil war, probably more of a chance of a civil war happening in this country than World War III occurring with Russia, okay, or China. And what bothers me so much, too, is a bum like Kristol is Jewish, he's a Zionist, he's a neocon, and a warmonger. And what I'm concerned about is, as myself being somebody of Jewish ancestry, my kids are only half Jewish because I married, you know, my ex-wife's a Christian, and my grandkids are one-quarter Jewish, but they're still a threat. And this is the kind of stuff that causes anti-Semitism. That's really concerned me because this is really treason, the way he's talking. And this man is dangerous. He's got way too much influence, not only Kristol, a bunch of these neocons. And what they're going to do is they're going to cause anti-Semitism where there was no anti-Semitism. You know, what happened with what's that guy's name, Bauer? There's
yes.
plenty more Bauers ready to go off. You keep pushing,
Israel needs there to be anti-Semitism for political cover. They're never going to allow things to settle down. If people started just, you know, being calm and relaxed, Israel's agents would find some way to gear it up again. I mean, look at how many of these so-called anti-Semitic hate crimes turn out to be hoaxes. They need this stuff in the media so they can point at it and say, forget about what we're doing in Palestine. Forget about what we're doing in Lebanon. Forget about what we're doing in Syria. Oh, look at these horrible swastikas, you know, spray painted all over doors and cars and stuff.
Well, you know, Israel should understand something, too. If it really came down to it, we could squash them like a bug, all right? They better get that through their heads, too. Or Russia could squash them like a bug. Either of us. So they better start getting in the stand, stop the arrogance, and start acting like a nation of, you know, it's the kind of nation that they actually started out as. When they actually started out as basically a lot better than they are now, you know? This Netanyahu is dangerous. He's got also
yes.
these radical, what do you call them again? Not Orthodox, ultra-Orthodox Jews, these Hasidic Jews, who are basically pretty much like Wahhabists in the Islamist religion, like, you know, Wahhabists with the Saudis. Maybe that's why they get along so good. I don't know. I don't even know. I have a feeling there might even be a connection. I don't know where, how, but I don't speak Hebrew and I don't speak Arabic and I don't read it. So I couldn't tell you what the Quran or the Talmud says, but I have a feeling there's a connection because these are radicals and they're going to start, you know, they play with the matches too much, and you know what happens with kids who play with matches. It's got to stop. And I'm really concerned about, like I said, I'm really concerned about the possibility of civil war. And to say this nonsense about white men, you know, people understand. You trigger off the middle America, okay? You got more problems than you ever want to think. Right by me, I live in the mountains here. I'm that's one of the reasons I live in the mountains here in North Carolina. I want to be away from a lot of this stuff. And right close to me is a survival camp, and I hear the AR-15s and the AK-47s go off all the time. So,
okay, you know, Mark, got to take another break for commercial. Stay on the line. I'm going to come right back to you after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life, with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Mark in North Carolina, and it does sound like you're in an ideal place up there in the mountains to avoid things. If it really comes unglued here in the United States. But to be very honest, I think that this kind of conflict is going to be confined to the major metropolitan areas, because it's certainly where it was confined to following Hillary's loss in 2016. So I think the vast majority of Americans aren't going to get caught up in it. Of course, we know that part of the globalist agenda is a drastic reduction of the human population, and wars are really good about that, as is forced sterilization and biological warfare. And I remember when George Bush was always going on about finding some way to get rid of the useless eaters. And from the point of view of government, if you're not fighting their wars or manufacturing things in the factory or breeding new workers and soldiers, then you're pretty much useless. So I'm hoping for calm. Right now, Putin appears to be the only adult in the room. And I think he is going to just hold out until the last possible moment before he carries out an act of aggression, because he knows what the potential end result of that is. We have too many people in the West who are ready to go to a nuclear war because they've got their bunkers. They've got Mount Weather, they've got the Greenbrier, they've got the one for the members of the Supreme Court. I forget the name of that one. And they think they're going to go on down there, and they're going to stay there for 6 months to a year, and they're going to come on up, and the world's all going to be natural and beautiful, and they're really crazy. They think they can win a nuclear war.
You know, I saw something on Crosstalk the other day. I forgot the guy's name. He was kind of a heavyset guy, but evidently he used to work in the U.S. State Department, and they were talking about the potential of nuclear war and all that. And he said, the fact of the matter is that they've done some kind of a study that, you know, what we always thought with thousands of nukes going off and this and that, what it do, is it wouldn't take anything close to that. There's 100 nukes going off, not even maybe the size or a little bit bigger than the nukes that took out Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and that would pretty much be the end of civilization. He says he's even concerned if a war occurs between India and Pakistan. That's how dangerous these things are and the potential. Now, I don't know if I agree that 100 nukes could do that kind of damage, okay? But, you know, then again, he's more privy to all this stuff than I am, you know, seeing that he did used to work for the State Department and all that, and he seemed to know what he was talking about. So, that's, you know, those are the things that are very concerned. And like I said, like you said, it's a good thing Putin is a man of who understands history and knows, you know, it is restrained to a degree, but I just don't see him being that restrained that if we put missiles or we NATO-ize Ukraine, that's not going to be the level, and or the Baltic states, that's going to, that's not going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back once and for all.
Well, they are saying there will be a response. There will be a response. But again, the war hawks, you know, they want a real war. The U.S. has been preparing to go to actual war with Russia since 2000. And it's part of this plan to basically conquer the entire world, which came out of the Project for the New American Century in the 1990s. Behind that all, of course, is the fact that the U.S., Russia, and China do have these vast nuclear arsenals of very large weapons. And if they were all to be detonated, it's enough to exterminate all life on Earth 10 times over. And it would be a real life version of the movie On the Beach, which the director made it as a warning coming out of all of the atomic testing in the Pacific and all the damage they were causing. I mean, it's taken all these years for the radioactivity down there at those Pacific test sites to drop to the point where the people can actually go back and live there. And it's still radioactive. You know, they may still suffer some consequences, but it's just taken a long time. We're going to be living with Fukushima certainly for the rest of our lives. The stuff is really very dangerous. And yet the rulers of the world, they just get all giddy and say, "Ooh, we've got a bigger bomb." You know that where Harry Truman announced the newsreel footage where Harry Truman announced that they had dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima, and he's sitting there at the desk, and he's just all serious, you know, and, you know, pushing out his gravitas. I actually got to see the unedited version, the raw newsreel footage that was shot. Before they shouted action, you know, Truman is there with a big smile on his face, and he can hardly sit still, and he's jumping around. He's just so happy about all this.
Yeah, kind of like the people at Sandy Hoax there before the camera was before they knew they were on camera. You know, especially that one guy, forget his name now, one of the so-called parents, smiling and joking until he saw he was on camera. So you know
or Bill Clinton at Ron Brown's funeral.
Right, at Ron Brown's funeral, yeah, exactly. So, you know, I like to believe that Truman was for real. I like to think that, you know, it was necessary to end the war. But I'm hearing too many things now that it really wasn't, that it was actually meant as a threat to the Soviet Union at the time to say, okay, and we didn't realize that they would have the bomb themselves. And if that's the case, this is, again, we're underestimating other countries. And it's hard for me to understand that these people can be that mad, that's crazy, that they would really think that they would come out okay, even if they have a bunker to jump into. And if those missiles come quick enough, they won't have a bunker to jump into. On top of that, a member of the Russian military, whatever they call it, said the defense something or another, said the other day they could aim what they could fire one big bomb at Yosemite National, not Yosemite, it's the Yellowstone, at the Yellowstone area, and that would end it right there.
No, that wouldn't work. That wouldn't work. That would not work, absolutely. The top of the magma dome under the Yellowstone supervolcano is 5 miles deep of solid rock with the consistency of poured concrete. Even the Soviet Union's Tsar bomb, which was 100 megaton, and they only built one of them, and when they set it off, they dialed it back to 50 megatons, could not possibly begin to punch through a vent into that volcano. There are other ways to use a nuclear weapon to inflict damage on the United States, which we talked about earlier in the week. But again, we're sitting in a situation right now where all of our futures are now in the hands of whichever world leader is the least mentally stable. And that's going to keep us up at night, I think.
I know, there would be no winner. As far as I'm concerned, there would be no winner. World War III, there'll be only losers. And wasn't it Einstein that said that World War III would be fought with, if we have World War III, World War IV would be fought with sticks and stones? I think it was Einstein that said it, right?
I think it was Churchill. I think it was Churchill. Churchill may have been the one who said that, you know, all World War IV will do is make the rubble bounce.
Yeah. Whatever, that's pretty much it. If there's even anybody left to throw sticks and stones at each other, which is, you know, doubtful. But that's how serious the situation is. And, I just hope better heads prevail. But so far, it doesn't look like they are. Looks like you said.
They're all in the grip of the money junkies, and the money junkies are all heavily invested in the military-industrial complex. War makes them money, therefore there shall be war.
Yep. All right. Anyway, Mike, good talking to you, and like I said, you're one of the best as far as talk radio goes or anything on the Internet, you know what I mean? Most of the other stuff is just garbage. People just pretty much talking garbage, at least on mainstream talk radio, you know. You're for real, though. All right? And, really appreciate you having you. All right, Mike?
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. Thank you for the kind words. We're going to let you go. And we're going to break our normal rule of one call per caller per day and bring back Layla in Ontario, because apparently she wanted to respond to the caller about how Israel is worse now than it was in the beginning. So, Layla, please enlighten us.
Yes. Thank you very much, Mike, for letting me call in again, because I could not let that pass. As someone who was born in Palestine, in Bethlehem, before the Zionists were able to destroy that region of the world and take it over, obviously I have spent all of my life pursuing an understanding of how it happened. And what I have discovered in my research is that no matter which country, and it is always the Ashkenazi Jews, those who call themselves Ashkenazi Jews, they are a distinct group, and there is an elite within them. And it cannot be blamed on all the original Hazaris, because there were Muslim and Christian Hazaris as well. But the Jewish cabal that managed to strike out and take over, everywhere they have gone, they have destroyed the country from within. Let's look at Russia. Ignatieff, the great-grandfather of Michael Ignatieff, was the first one to tell them they were internationalists, they were not loyal to Russia. They destroyed him, and they weren't really Bolsheviks, but they used it as a vehicle. They use mm-hmm. any vehicle they can, any philosophy, any ideology, and they have exploited and parasitized Judaism and used that as the source. Because nobody is going to refute the idea of a monotheistic God, which they claim made them the chosen people. They destroyed Russia. It was Jews who brutally murdered the Tsar's family. Then we go to the Weimar Republic, where BDS helped to destroy Germany, and they initiated the BDS, which is why Israel is so fearful of BDS now. After they destroyed Germany, they already had a great deal of control within France and England. So they have kept England somewhat intact because that was one of their conduits to the other nations. And the U.S., unfortunately, I believe, has been controlled by the Jews within, by that cabal, not the Jews, by that Zionist cabal within England, has been able to control the U.S. from the very beginning. And the first obvious sign was the bringing over of Jacob Schiff in the late 1800s, whose family lived with the Rothschilds in Germany. Jacob Schiff, S-C-H-I-F-F, you must look him up, any of your listeners who do not know who he is. He managed to bring over all the Russian emigres who then became members of the Democratic Party, and then they enlisted the blacks. They brought them in to strengthen the Democratic Party. The U.S., I am afraid, unless this cabal of Zionists is stopped, the U.S. is going to go the way of the Weimar Republic, of the Russian Empire, and it's inevitable because they always manage to succeed because this plan has been laid down.
We're well on our way. And by the way, just a small point here, the Jews did not create the first monotheistic religion. That was actually... Okay.
Was it the Zoroastrians, but there were others before them who believed in monotheism. Claiming this is one of the problems is wherever they go, they take credit. For example, today in Israel, there is all kinds of technology coming out of the out of Israel. A lot of those people who are doing the work are not Jews. They are actually what we might call Arabs or Palestinians, any of those who are descendants of those who remained in that region. The IQ of the people from the province of Judah, Israel, as we know, was destroyed long before, and they were dispersed. But the province of Judah remained, and many of those people who were my ancestors, I know they all had high IQs. And many of them are now still working in Israel, including the Druze, who are also part of the same genetic stock. And that is the thing we have to remember, although Netanyahu constantly says Judaism is an ethnicity, it is not.
It's a religion.
It is a religion that has been distorted.
Okay, I let you respond to the caller, and I need to let you go again. To give somebody else their turn on the phone here. So thank you for the call, and we're going to switch over to Richie in New Orleans. Richie, thank you for waiting so patiently, and what is on your mind?
Thank you, Michael. Just a quick comment on that. Anybody who's well-read and up with alternative radio and media knows all this story. Try and convince your neighbor, your good Christian evangelical, about any of this, and you'll be crucified. To my point, I wanted to discuss with you about the oncoming invasion, the wave of the wretched refuse headed our way, and the optics that we can expect. Now, it sounds good. I'm still on the fence with Trump. I like how he puts it to the establishment and the all the elites. I love that. I'm not sure there's a political solution. I don't know how in debt he is to whom, and how deep the deep state can rule them. But what I'm hearing sounds fantastic. This is what I'd like your opinion about. If these troops get there, where will they be deployed? Are they going to be a source at the wall? This is what I understand, Michael. If any one of these immigrants, if you want to call them that, gets a toe on American soil, by law, we must accept their refugee request. And therefore starts the whole process. And what I'm counting on the instigators to do is to have this mob put these women and children right up to a bayonet. And then when we get the first immigrant that is touched, That's the optic that the media is going to want. And how much, first of all, is Trump going to stop this? And how far will he go, in your opinion? Or would you just assess what's going to happen when they get here?
Well, first of all, we're hearing that the migrant group is planning to break into several smaller groups and approach the border in multiple locations. So I'm presuming that the military has drones overhead. And I'm hoping that they are planning on using non-lethal methods of turning the migrant horde around, such as tear gas, LRAD, the microwave area denial weapon, various things like that. I don't want there to be bayonets out there. I don't want there to be bullets. Anyway, Richie, I need to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials. Don't hang up. We'll be right back after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over two with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Richie in New Orleans. We're talking about the migrant caravan and a small little point that we need to keep in mind. This asylum process, which can take years, is not the result of a United States law. It is the result of a treaty with the United Nations, which a lot of countries in Europe are starting to talk about just pulling on out of because of all the damage this requirement of just accepting people into their country to process as refugees. And most of them don't qualify. It's a huge waste of time and energy and money to just go through all these paperwork hoops, if you will, and find out the person in front of you is a convicted rapist and they're fleeing prosecution from their own home, which does not qualify them for asylum status. So given how many other treaties Trump has walked out on, he may just decide he's going to walk out of this one. He won't do that until after the midterm elections, of course, but he could very much do that, at which point everybody who's living in one of those tent cities can be shown to the border immediately instead of waiting for 3 years.
That sounds good, Michael. Here's some other thoughts that came to my mind. Now that the president says he's going to deploy the troops, you know, it seems to me on day one of his term, That should have happened on day one. Troops to the border, and
I agree
because this caravan that they can see and want to stop. Hey, it's the sneaking in is going on right now. It's going to go on, and it's been going on, and it's happening right now, and it will happen after the caravan arrives. So this would be the opportunity. He should have already done it, but this would be the opportunity to go ahead and just deploy the troops on the entire, from the Gulf of Mexico to the Pacific Ocean, and and deal with the political consequences after that.
Well, you know, there's the other reality, of course, and that is that we need to enforce Title VIII. There are already laws on the book that people who provide transportation for undocumented workers or illegal immigrants or whatever they call themselves these days, that people who provide them shelter or food or assistance in any way, they can be arrested and thrown in prison. It is against the law to give assistance.
You know, and discussing this, that even because it hasn't been happening, it's like a moot point that I didn't even think of. When this debate first started to come around, that was one of the first defenses that you would put up, or it's against the law. Because it's been ignored so long, I myself even just forgot that that was still there, which we don't even need any troops at this point. So is the president for real? Is there going to be, will the immigration problem be shut down, in your opinion?
I'm not entirely sure right now because, again, if the Democrats do take the House in the midterm elections, they're going to do everything they can to stop Donald Trump. Anyway, listen, we've got to take a break for station identification. Thank you very much for the phone call, and we will be
right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.